Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Platinum II Executive Director Randy Moore from Oklahoma. I want to welcome everyone to tonight's Monday, February 7th, 2011, More Success Team Prepaid Legal Group Conference Call. We host this special call the first Monday of every month. It's designed to assist our associates that are interested in working the group marketing aspect of our business. And tonight we're really excited to have the third generation Millionaire Club member of our family as our special guest speaker and, of course, trainer. He and his wife, Stephanie, are $250,000 ring earners. They've achieved the Platinum 7 Executive Director level with Prepaid Legal. And it is my privilege to introduce my son, Jeremy, from Ada, Oklahoma, to tonight's call. Jeremy, are you on?
Hey, can you hear me okay?
I can, Jeremy. We're very, very excited to hear from you tonight.
All right. Well, I'm glad to be able to share with the team this evening. Hear a lot of familiar faces on the call tonight, and I hear a lot of brand-new folks on the call tonight as well, so that's always exciting. Just to kind of jump right into things, guys, tell you a little bit about my background and how I got started with Prepaid Legal. When I graduated high school in 1995, I went to the University of Oklahoma. Had way too good a time there, and so I left, and which makes Dad and Papa really proud and happy every time I say that. But after leaving college, I joined the United States Army. And when I was actually stationed at the National Training Center at Fort Irwin, California. It's basically out in the middle of the Mojave Desert. The closest town was Barstow, California, which is over 30 miles away. And I jokingly say a lot, there's a lot of nice towns and cities in Southern California, but Barstow isn't one of them. Although I'd been going to meetings and events and functions with in Prepaid Legal with my papa, with Kenmore, ever since I was probably about 12 years old, I never really considered or saw myself doing what he did. I knew the product worked because I'd used it so many times on speeding tickets personally. I knew what the product has done for different members of my family over the years. But, you know, I knew that there was the money to be made because Papa, you know, he made a lot of money. And actually at this time when I was in the military, my dad had actually become involved with Prepaid, and he was already earning a six-figure income with Prepaid. So, but I never saw myself doing what they were doing. And I was in Barstow one weekend prior to me getting out of the Army, and I ran into an older couple at a gas station. And they said, you know, you look like a sharp young man. There's something we want to show you. It'll take about 15 minutes. You may or may not be interested. And, you know, guys, to be personally honest, I'm thinking to myself, you know, why are these people talking to me? What kind of scam am I about to get presented here? And I finally got it out of them what they were talking about, and they said, well, it's called Prepaid Legal. And I said, Prepaid Legal, is that company out of Ada, Oklahoma? And they said, yes, how do you know that? And I said, well, my grandfather's involved. And they asked who he was, and I said, well, his name is Ken Moore. And they got, when they heard who Papa was, they got really excited and started sharing all the exciting things about Prepaid Legal and how excited they were about the opportunity and how excited I should be about the opportunity. And as I was driving back to the base that night, you know, I was thinking to myself, you know, if these people are this excited about something all the way out here in the middle of the doggone desert, I might need to pay attention and take a look at it. So I called Papa on the phone and I asked him to, if you know, if I could learn Prepaid, and he told me he would support me in whatever I wanted to do. If I wanted to further my education, if I wanted to go into business, he would support me in that. But if he wanted to learn Prepaid Legal, he'd definitely support me in that too. So he actually allowed me to move into his home, and take me under his wing, and just night and day nonstop, just was able to mentor me and teach me all the ins and outs of how to grow and build a successful Prepaid Legal business. And by listening to Papa and Wilbur Smith and Dad, in my first 47 days, I was able to reach executive director with Prepaid, and I've never failed to reach that level since then. I actually met my wife through Prepaid Legal. She was working in the group marketing department part-time while she was finishing up her degree at East Central University here in Ada. And to get to Papa's office at that time, when we were at the old office there on Main Street in Ada, you had to pass her desk. And so I met Stephanie through there, and then when we got married, and About a year later, our first son, Braden, was born. He's born in Tulsa, Oklahoma. As a matter of fact, tomorrow, February 8th, is his, be his 10th birthday. And the day he was born in the hospital there in Tulsa, Mr. Stonecipher and Wilbur Smith, they sent a plaque and a certificate to the hospital saying it says Braden Allen Moore, honorary prepaid legal associate. So we could actually claim that there was five members of our family involved with prepaid legal. But, you know, prepaid legal has absolutely been the best thing that's ever happened to Stephanie and myself. You know, as being a, because of this opportunity, I've never had to miss a doctor's appointment. I've never had to miss a school function. I've never missed a practice for one of Braden's games. And you know, it's quite a I feel very fortunate to be involved with prepaid legal because it does give you that free, that time freedom to be able to adjust your schedule around your life instead of vice versa. And, you know, something that really, really sold the prepaid opportunity to me personally was about 3 years ago. Our second child on February, as a matter of fact, February 16th, in just a little over, 9 days, my youngest son Creed was born. And when he was born at the hospital here in Ada, he wasn't breathing. He, you know, he was totally blue. He was limp. The doctors had to rush him out and you know, hook him up to all the machines and do all the things they had to do to him. And to be absolutely, it was absolutely the scariest feeling, the most helpless feeling I've ever had in my life up to that point. And because, you know, God is good and he does answer prayers. My son Creed, he's healthy and vibrant as any child of his age. He's perfectly normal today, but it was a scary time. And for that 2 week period while we were in the hospital, you know, Stephanie and I never had to worry about a house payment. We never had to worry about a car payment. We never had to worry about, is our sick leave coming up? Is our family leave getting up? Is this or that? All we had to do was sit there and to be parents and be, I got to be a husband and I got to be a father to my son. And never once had to worry about income because of this prepaid legal opportunity. As a matter of fact, in that 14-day period, prepaid legal paid me over $14,000. And Jeremy did not do one dime. I didn't do one thing. So that's, you know, right then and there I knew how, you know, we talk about growing and building a business and having that passive income, but when times are tough and you know, where you got to, when your priorities got to be where they got to be, and that's your family's always comes first. It's nice to know that, you know, that you truly have your own business that will pay you that kind of income. But that's a little bit about my story and how I got started with prepaid and where we at. And you know, I was fortunate enough last year, Stephanie and I, we earned our $1 millionth with prepaid legal, and that was before I was 34 years old. With no background in this industry, no background in sales, no background in marketing, to be able to earn over $1 million through this opportunity ought to speak to it for in and of itself for the opportunity, because not only have I done it, my dad's done it, and my grandfather's done it, three totally different individuals, three totally different backgrounds, but, you know, one opportunity that spans three generations, you know, I think that speaks for itself about the need for our product out there. And, you know, we wanted to kind of devote the majority of this call to specifically to your group marketing business. And, you know, when I very first started, Papa sent me down and said, we need to keep things very, very simple. Number one thing is you must learn your presentation. You've got to know your product inside and out. And you might read it in the brochure or you might go to a business briefing, but you have to practice your product presentation. And he made me practice over and over and over and over again. And not only just a product presentation, guys, you need to be able to give a 5-minute product presentation. You need to be able to give a 3-minute product presentation. You need to be able to give a 10-minute product presentation. You need to be able to give a 15-minute presentation. And if you're lucky enough to be in an ideal setting to be able to give a 20 or 30-minute presentation, which is an eternity in the group marketing business, but you need to be able to give a 5-minute product presentation. It needs to be concise. It needs to hit all the points, the highlights of the membership of the product. You need to know it frontwards and backwards. Paul made me memorize it, not only memorize it, but He made me record the presentation and play it back to me, because sometimes we think we know what we're saying, and we think we know what's coming out of our mouths, but if you'll record yourself and then play it back, you would probably tell yourself no, because we wonder, man, that was a great, well, I don't wonder what I said wrong, is because what you said was probably wrong. And so record yourself, remember, you know, so that you can critique yourself, so that you know your presentation. You know, Papa always told me, and I did this, is give yourself, after you know your presentation, you know your product presentation, be able to look yourself straight in the mirror and do that. And when you look like I do, that's kind of hard to do, to look at yourself in the mirror and give a presentation. But I did that. You know, do your presentation, practice your presentation in front of your family members, you know, your family, your wife, your children. Make them sit there, because that's hard to do, too, to be able to keep your children's attention while you're talking, you're doing a prepaid little product presentation. It definitely teaches you how to work a crowd. So, you know, that's, you know, if you're getting started, you want to get in group marketing, say you want to do this, well, you got to take it serious, because this is a business. You got to treat it like a business. You know, people go to school for 4, 6, 8 years to be a professional in their particular fields. Well, why wouldn't you put that same effort in a prepaid legal? Why don't you, you know, so really study that product, study that presentation, be professional so that when you deliver it, it's very, very effective. Second thing is, on keeping it very simple, is, you know, just make a list. You know, when somebody recruits you in this business, I know they set you down, they told you to make a list of everyone you know. Well, the group marketing is really no different. You need to make a list. You know, who do you know, you know, that's an owner of a small company or small business? Who do you know that is a manager of a small to medium business? Write down all those people that you know in different areas so that you have somewhere to start. You know, who have you personally sold memberships to? You know, you don't need to jump right into group marketing if you haven't made a personal sale yet. Well, all of those people you made a personal sale to, hopefully, ideally, they have jobs. If they don't have jobs, then it's probably not good business that you didn't write. So all those people work somewhere. You can go back to them and ask them if they had an opportunity to get their will made, or, you know, just you're just touching base with them and follow them up to get an end to whatever business that they work at. I've opened groups that way. The number one and easiest way to open up a new group is simply to follow your own dollar. And in other words, what I mean by that, and for some of you guys, you've heard this 1,000 times, but maybe you need to hear it 1,001. Everywhere you spend money, they don't have to buy from you, but they do owe it to you to listen to what you have to say. You know, all the small markets that you shop at, all the, you know, the convenience, wherever, you know, you deal with dozens of small businesses throughout your daily activity lives throughout the course of a week or a month. All those individuals, although they don't have to allow you the group account, but they do owe you the right to listen to what you have to say. And quick example on that, there's several different dry cleaners here in Ada. The dry cleaner I was going to at the time, I approached them about prepaid legal, and the owner told me, well, I've seen that in the past, I just don't think it'd be for us. And I said, well, that's fine, but I would really like to present it to you. And he would not let me, and so I took my business elsewhere. And then I got a call asking me why I did it, and I let them know that because there's lots of places in town that I can get my clothes cleaned at. There's lots of places I can get my car serviced at. There's lots of places that I can bank at. There's lots of different markets that I can shop at. And although not all of those people does business with me, they have all at least gave me the courtesy of being able to present to them. So that's a wonderful way to get going in your group marketing business. Also, you know, I always ask all the companies I work with, who does their other benefits? Because I'm the prepaid legal guy. I don't deal with anything else but prepaid legal and identity theft. But somebody sells them their health insurance. Somebody sells them their life insurance. Somebody sells them their disability. Somebody sells them their PNC, the property and casualty. They have other people that they deal with, other people with different products. And I ask them who does that, and I'll approach those individuals because obviously if they have that account, they have to have a lot of other accounts as well. And, you know, I'm a firm believer. I've never been a big cold caller. I don't like to just call in business randomly. Now, Papa, he can talk to anybody. He's never met a stranger in his life. You know, his dad always told him there are no strangers. They're just people waiting for you to say hello. I'm not quite as bold as Papa when it comes to that regard, but I do believe that I like to work through relationships. So if somebody already has a, if somebody's got the health insurance in this business, why would I call that individual up and introduce myself and let him know that I'm the, you know, offer prepaid legal in his account, and we have X amount of participants, and I'd really hate to see somebody else, another prepaid legal agent, get into his other account where he has an opportunity to get an override or split the commissions on any other account that he can lead me to. And I've gotten literally dozens and dozens of group accounts over the year by working through other people's brokers, other people who offer their benefits in those accounts. That's a tremendous way to get leads, and it's a tremendous way to grow your business, because those individuals already have relationships established. They already have the door. There is no gatekeepers, because they can get you right to the decision maker, and you can get, you know, when they already have a rapport, they already have the trust, they already have the respect, and so it's a really easy way to open up a lot of smaller groups in a short period of time. You know, kind of along those lines of going out in the field, if you're brand new, you know, I never went out in the field by myself. I always had Matt or with me. I always had Papa with me at the beginning or whoever it may be. And then I was always told, you know, you should never go out in the field by yourself. Number one, it's an accountability thing. If you have somebody there, you don't want to – it's easy not to make a call if you're by yourself. But it's hard not to make that call if somebody is with you. You have that accountability factor. So, you know, I try not to ever leave to go on a presentation by myself. I always like to take somebody. If you're new, get somebody in your upline or get somebody in your local area to go with you, because you're doubling your efforts. And then once you become proficient in group marketing, you know, all you're doing is duplicating yourself. If you take somebody on your team with you, they see the presentation. They see how people buy it. They see how, you know, how simple group marketing truly is, and how little effort for a lot of pay can be. I don't know. I don't know what else you can do to go spend 15, 20, 30 minutes, or maybe 2 hours total by the time you drive and all the prep time and everything else to walk out of a small business with anywhere from $1,000 to $3,000 instantly. You know, 2 hours of time for $1,000 to $3,000, I don't think you can beat that anywhere or find that anywhere, especially in today's economy. So, but when you're fit, you know, field training is essential. I truly believe some of the best people I have on my personal team, they've all been field training, and they all do field training. It's so important to never be alone. You got to have that workout partner. You need that accountability, and all it's going to do is help you succeed in this business. You know, another thing we all talk about growing and building our businesses, and you need to do that because, see, from the day I started in prepaid legal, I've done all of prepaid legal. I know people find their own niches and things, but I don't just want to sell memberships, because what if something, you know, what if that the circumstance I experienced with Creed that 3 years ago happened, and it was just me out there selling and producing memberships. And, you know, Stephanie and I, we produced over 8,500 memberships, but we have a team that's produced tens of thousands and thousands and thousands of memberships. So, you know, I've always treated my group business as my job, per se, and then I treated my team building as my part-time job. And most people that you meet out there, they get into prepaid, they get into it part-time. And so I would build and grow my team in breakfast, at lunch, and at the briefings, and the weekend trainings and things, and the Super Saturdays. And that's how I tackled and grew my prepaid legal business. And, you know, and people say they're full-time in prepaid legal, but they just sit at home all day. Well, if you sit at home all day, you're not going to make any money. So, you know, that's my personal opinion on that, but I talked a little bit about recruiting people who already had the benefits, you know, those brokers, those other insurance agents. Guys, I haven't made a cold call in probably 6 or 7 years, and that's all through working out through the relationships that I've established and relationships that I have with the different companies and people, because people change, insurance people all the time. Companies change, benefit brokers all the time. new people come in, new people go, and so by keeping that a relationship with that group, once I have a group or I'm in a group, I'm always led to new benefits brokers, new health people, new life people, new whatever, all the other supplemental programs and things, you know, Aflac's in this one or Allstate's in this one or whoever's in this one. Those people change all the time, and it just gives me a continual, never-ending lead source because you can take those individuals, and they all have other accounts, and they all have other avenues that you can really truly build a big, large book of business. You know, as the neatest thing about prepaid legal, you know, as you're starting out and you're young in your prepaid legal careers, when you're writing business, you get all this advanced commission. But we've always heard from when we first started about the long-term residual effect of prepaid. I've seen, you know, Pawpaws, you know, over $500,000 a year with prepaid legal in residual income. And that all sounded good. Well, a year and a half ago, that actually happened to Stephanie and I. Our debit balance completely paid off, and now all the money we get is residual income. You know, to make five figures a month in residual income is a phenomenal thing, and we wouldn't have done it as fast, I don't think, as we did if we didn't have all that personal group production out there, because that's the residual income off of it is exponentially greater than the, you know, your residual income off your organization, just because of the, you know, you get a whole lot more money for you writing it yourself. So that's something definitely to look forward to. Another thing that I was taught by Wilbur Smith and Pawpaw is every single presentation that you give, every time you present to that business owner, every time you present to that individual, every contact you meet, always ask for referrals. That's another way I've never had to do cold calling, because I always ask for referrals. If you tell me yes or you tell me no, that's great. I just twist it. You know, if they tell me no, I say, well, that's great. I was just sharing the information with you. I know it could probably benefit you and your company later on, but do you know anybody that has a need right now? And if you, even when you get no's, if you'll ask for referrals, you can usually get a name or two out of them, or a business or two out of them. If they say yes, Pawpaw and I were fortunate enough a couple weeks ago went to Dallas, Texas, to do a brand new group, Spindle Top Oil and Gas Company, a small company, about 30 employees. We went in, we did the presentation, like 80% of them participated, they all signed up, and when we were through, we didn't even have to ask for referrals. The HR director of the company, she said, you know, I didn't tell you guys this, but you know this office building we're in? We said, yeah. And she said, well, we own this building. Would you like for me to go introduce you to our other tenants? Now, I will say in 11-plus years, I've never had that happen before, but it was pretty neat. She took us around to six other businesses and introduced us and told them that who we were and what we were about, and that they really need to make an appointment to listen to what we have to say, because it's a great program. And, you know, you don't know how powerful a referral is, especially from business owner to business owner. So when you open that group, you sell that small business plan, always ask for referrals, because they have people they do business with, they have people they network with, and if you can get some referrals to them, it can really lead you to opening up a tremendous amount of smaller groups. And on the same lines of smaller groups, the largest company that I work with now, organization I work with now, they've got over 2,100 employees. But when I first started working with them, over 11 years ago now, they only had 185 employees. I've never approached a company with, you know, more than a couple hundred employees, and especially when I was young in a business and just getting started, I wouldn't approach a company that had over 50 employees. And I encourage everyone, just to, if you'll stay and focus on those small companies, those small businesses, they're literally, you know, I heard this from Mr. Stonesoffer ever since I got in prepaid. Jeremy, you bypass more business on your way to drop off your son to school or on your way to work than you can write in a year. And if you think about that, guys, you know, look at all of those small businesses that you pass on your way to your job or on your way to drop your kids off to school or whatnot. And I live in a small community here in Ada. You know, if you live in a metropolitan area, there's more, you pass more businesses than you can write in 5 years. So just keep, if you keep it small, you can have a lot of success in prepaid legal and group marketing. Number one, you can get to the decision maker so much quicker. I mean, you can get to them almost immediately. You don't, a lot of times you don't have to go through an HR department. You don't have to go through all those difference of decision makers. You can get right to that business owner right then and there. And I encourage you always start at the top. You know, I always start, try to get to the owner or at the very beginning so you don't have to go through those different errors, because once the owner says yes, it's a go. But you can approach those companies with 10, 15, 20 employees, get in there, make a presentation, write a prepaid legal and identity theft plan, and, you know, walk out of there with $1,500 or whatever it may be, really quick. And so I can't stress enough how important it is or how essential it is when you're getting started in group marketing to keep it small, keep it simple. There's nothing fancy to what Jeremy Moore does. I think Ken Moore and Randy Moore back me up on this. There's nothing fancy to what they do. We just do a lot of it. We stay active. You know, if you're getting involved in the marketing aspect of prepaid legal, you know, it's a professional environment. You need to know your product. You need to look professional, smell professional, act professional, you know, because you are representing a 40-year-old company that is the pioneer in this industry. You know, and so you need to posture yourself as such. You have something that everybody needs, very few people have, and they can afford it. It costs that company virtually $0, zero participation for them to implement this program, and the employees do participate. But the key is to stay active. You know, if you call on one business owner today or one little small company today, and you haven't had success, well, you got to call on another one tomorrow. You got to call on two or three tomorrow, or two or three the next day, and two or three or four the next day, and two or three or four the next day, because it's just like building your the recruiting side of prepaid legal. It's not necessary. It's that cumulative effort compounded over time. You know, many of you guys have probably heard me say this story before, but you know, it really resonates with me personally. How I learned about the activity level that it takes to be successful in prepaid legal, and that's when I was very young in the business, just a few short months in the business. I was over in Duncan, Oklahoma. It's an hour and a half away from here. Prepaid Legal has a call center there now. They got almost a couple hundred employees that work there. But I was in Duncan, Oklahoma. I had a small organization started there, and I was going to go over and do a business briefing for my team that evening. And I got there early in the afternoon, and it was in the morning. It was before the afternoon, and I started talking to individuals and business owners. And I got told no. I got told I'm not interested. I got told that prepaid didn't work. I got told no, basically no, no, no all day long. And that evening before the meeting, I called Paul on the phone, and he asked me this every day. He asked me this today when I talked to him. He said, "How did you do today?" And I told him, I said, "Paul, I didn't do worth a flip. I didn't do very good at all." He said, "Well, how many people did you talk to?" I said, "Paul, I got to talk to people all day long." And he said, "No, how many times did you actually tell the story? Sometimes we think we're doing activity, but what kind of activity we're doing?" He asked me point blank, "How many times did you tell the story?" And I said, "I got to do that 8 times." And I'm thinking that's pretty good activity, guys. I was looking for somebody to console me, cheer me up, pat me on the back. And, you know, he knew I had to do a meeting later on in about an hour. But that's not what he said. Paul said, "Well, you should have told it 9. And to be perfectly honest, guys, I wasn't too happy when he told me that. I said a few choice words. I remember throwing the phone in the bottom of the floor, and, you know, the battery popped out of the cell phone and everything. But I always remember that, because the very next Tuesday, I was back over in Duncan again and to do the business briefing that night. I was trying to grow and build my team, and I started talking to individuals. And business owners, and I got told no. I got told I'm not interested. I got told come back later, you know, just no, no, no. And it was early afternoon, and I thought to myself, you know, I can go back to the hotel. I can get cleaned up. I can go eat a nice meal and then come back and do the briefing. But I, you know, what Papa said was in my mind, you know, why don't you do one more? And I thought to myself, you know, I'm going to prove that old man wrong, that this crap just don't work over here. And that's my own, I apologize for my language, but that was my own thoughts that went through my head at that time. And I went out and I presented one more time. And guess what? The next person became an associate, and they bought. And I ended up opening up a little group out of the deal. And that taught me a lesson right then and there. You know, it's all about your activity. I don't care what aspect of prepaid legal you want to tackle, what aspect of prepaid legal you want to do. I encourage you to encompass it all. But it all boils down to your own personal activity. The people who talk to the most people, they win. Point blank, enough said. Hopefully some of the things I had said to you guys tonight will help make that activity a little more fruitful. Try to cut down that learning curve a little bit. I really appreciate each and every one of you from the bottom of my heart for me and my family. And if there's anything I can personally do or Stephanie can do to help you make prepaid legal success in yours and your family's life, don't hesitate to call me at any time. Thank you all. God bless you, and good night.
Jeremy, appreciate you, son. You did an awesome job. 8,500 memberships and counting. Keep up the good work. If anybody wants to talk to Jeremy, I'm sure, just like he said, just call him anytime, and he'll be happy to share any information. We're really good at that on our team, sharing information with people. But Mr. Kenmore, are you on the call?
Yeah, what an outstanding job, Jeremy. And Jeremy doesn't just talk it, Randy. You and I know he walks the walk every single day, just as his wife Stephanie does, just as you do. He goes out there and does it. He's just not up there trying to be a leader. He is the leader, and I really do appreciate it. While we're at it, Randy, the next call, you know, at 9 o'clock, Mr. Wilbur Smith will be our very special guest speaker. And the following week at our 9 o'clock call, Mr. John Hale will be our guest speaker. And the following night after that, Mr. Ryan Burns will be doing a training for us at 9 p.m. So we've got a good lineup. That's the part I'm going to tell them right now. We've got a great lineup. But also Mr. Ryan Burns will be introducing someone that did an outstanding job recruiting on the next call. So it's going to be a great call. Jeremy did a great job. We're fixing to have another great call. And that's all I have for right now, Randy. But I'm excitingly looking forward to the next call.
All right, Mr. Moore, thank you for being on. Of course, we want to thank Mr. Jeremy Moore for doing such an outstanding job. And from our team, the Moore Success team, to yours, we appreciate you. We love you. Keep up the good work, and we'll talk to you again in about 30 minutes. Good night, everyone.
Register for the convention.
Absolutely. Good night, everyone.
Success team, good night.